who have not sought shelter to do so immediately. More news online at usaradio.com.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you're one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be eligible for disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from physical and mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there's no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. There are a number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many of them you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today to get started with your free, no-obligation consultation. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. 800-989-1396. That's 800-989-1396.
You literally have a trailer park that looks like it's been disintegrated. You literally have just smatterings of what used to be homes thrown into the woods.
Over 20 people dead from severe storms that ripped through the South over the weekend. This woman was a witness to a tornado that ripped through a trailer park, killing 7 people.
The windows started shaking. My fiance woke up me up and said, "We got to get the boys inside the bathroom now." We got them in there. He went back out because he heard a little girl yelling. Come to find out, our neighbor's granddaughter had gotten thrown from her trailer and into our yard.
Tax filing season opens today. Experts say it makes sense to file early, whether you expect a refund or you'll owe money. For those who will get money back, they say early filing means refunds will arrive earlier. That lowers the risk of identity theft, since a thief will not be able to fraudulently collect a refund that has already been claimed. For more news and analysis, visit westernjournalism.com. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312, 800-617-9312.
The nor'easter that is getting ready to rip into New England already having travel impact for America's air travel. Here's more on the story.
There are a good amount of cancellations showing on the screen here. Flights to and from Memphis, Louisville, Pittsburgh, to name a few. And Alexis, she's frustrated because she can't get home to Orlando where there's a tornado watch.
Trying to find another flight. I'm kind of paranoid about buying another ticket because I don't want it to be canceled. And nobody has answers to anything.
Flags are flapping hard, traffic lights swaying back and forth as I entered the airport, a sure sign of strong winds here. At Newark Airport, Scott Pringle, New Jersey.
The U.S. Border Patrol is telling Americans they won't be able to get into Mexico through the largest entry point in California next weekend as protests continue against high Mexican gas prices. Here's more on the story.
Southbound freeways leading into Mexico at the San Ysidro point of entry were closed once again this past weekend because of protests taking place on the south side of the border. California Highway Patrol officials diverted all traffic to the Otay Mesa crossing. It was the third straight weekend the San Ysidro gates had to be closed due to a swarm of protesters on the Mexican side. Authorities say they're angry over gas prices. Groups leading the protests haven't said if they plan to keep up the demonstrations every weekend.
Country music star Luke Bryan singing the national anthem at the Super Bowl. Bryan told People magazine singing the Star Spangled Banner is challenging and nerve-wracking, but he said he moved to Nashville to follow his dreams, and singing the anthem on the Super Bowl doesn't get to be a bigger dream. USA Radio News.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
We take in things free, and yet if you want to take...
I'm Andy Ross.
I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And this is your host, Georgine Trinkle. I'm live at the new studio here for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And I am happy to be here and still testing out some of the soundboards. So hopefully you'll stay with me as we get through our first show here in the new studio and kind of learning the setup a little bit and the sounds and the echoing. But it is a beautiful, beautiful room here, and I'll take some pictures and post it on our Facebook site. So we have a guest calling in about 15 minutes, and we obviously have to do a commercial or two in the weather, and then we'll be back here at Houghton Hunterdon.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
And here we are at Houghton Hunterdon and ready to give you the weather, and it is not pretty, so that is a certainty. It's actually sleeting. I came down from Phillipsburg, and they were salting 78 as the sleet was coming down. I thought it was going to be a lot warmer. It was 34. Here in Flemington, the weather station here, could you hear me rolling? I'm surprised I didn't roll right out the door on that one. It's 39 degrees and light rain. I think this needs to be updated a little bit. So what we're looking at this afternoon is rain mixed with sleet. As I mentioned, that's already started in the Phillipsburg area. Our high today is 42, so I think we've already passed that. We do have the wind gusting around 26 miles an hour. Overnight, you might have had some of the 50 and 60 mile an hour winds that were recorded. There will not be a sleet or snow accumulation expected this evening, but definitely the rain is mixed with sleet. And there's some more noises. I don't even know what to do about that. So we have a low tonight around 36. And tomorrow we have more rain mixed with sleet before 11. And then we have a high of 39 tomorrow. Again, there's no sleet accumulation expected. Tomorrow night, Tuesday night, we have a chance of rain before 8 p.m. And we are looking at that for the 24th of January. So eventually on Wednesday, we will actually see the return of that big round thing in the sky that gives us some warmth and our vitamin D, and we'll have a high near 48. Wednesday is the day if you want to go to the beach, would be the best day to do it. Thursday is also partly sunny and a high near 50. So it's hard to believe on January 23rd that I'm reading the weather here and it is in the 50s, but it's true. Friday, we have another sunny day with a high near 41. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 37. So there's no snow. We just have to get through today and tomorrow night with a little bit of sleet and we'll be okay. So we're going to do a commercial and then I'll be back.
For over 50 years, Hunterdon Medical Center has been a leader in delivering comprehensive medical and health services to our community. Our staff is committed to providing the highest quality of care to our patients. If you need a physician, we can refer you to over 300 of the best. Call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Okay, and this is your host, Georgine Trinkle, back here in the studio. Not really completely certain of which buttons belong to my advertisers, so we'll make sure that next week we have the ability to actually play the commercials more than once. So what we have on the agenda for today, we had a cancellation because it's Monday, so our guest today actually called in sick, but we were able to get another guest to call in. So we're really excited about that. And again, I'm sorry we're a little rocky here, but everyone just stay with me. And we will have our caller, Denise Smith.
What's the world coming to? What they say isn't true. You can't plant no seed where there's only greed. I can roll anywhere. I can walk anytime. But the long highway is the only way. What's the world coming to? What's the world coming to?
Is the world coming to? Hopefully it's coming to the ability to broadcast professionally over here at the new studio for the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. And hopefully I successfully had the ability to transfer our guests onto the phone. So we'll just give a moment. Hopefully she's hearing us. And then I'll give her some sound in just a moment. So I just wanted to update everyone on what we're doing today. Our AmeriCorps member, who was going to be on the radio with us today, had to cancel. So I was lucky enough to beg a favor from a friend, Denise Cook, who is an employee of NorwestCap. I'm going to have her on the phone in just a moment. But I also want to mention an upcoming guest we have next week who will be with us, Sharon, who is the marketing director from the Immaculate Conception School. It is Catholic School Week, and she'll be on with us next Monday to talk about some of the activities. I'm not sure if everyone's aware that Hunterdon County has one Catholic school, and that is over in Annandale. And this Sunday, their school, which is a Blue Ribbon award-winning school, has an open house from 10 to 12 for preschool up to 8th grade. Those are the ages of the children. I believe it starts 3 years old up to 8th grade. So you could go over to Immaculate Conception Church for an open house, but she's going to be in next Monday with some of the students from the student government. And she's going to be telling us all about the open house, and which are going on not only this coming Sunday, but throughout the week, as well as some other activities they have as part of the community of their Catholic Schools Week. So I'm going to switch over now, and on my board here, I'm going to allow Denise the opportunity to speak. Hopefully, Denise, I got that all right. Are you with us?
I'm here.
Excellent. And you're coming through just perfect. I wasn't sure on the, everything's new here. Our microphone actually looks like it's in a trapezoid little contraption here. I'm like, oh no, what are we going to do here? So I'm trying not to make too many vibrations over here. But I'm bouncing around, and there's a rolling chair, which I almost rolled right out the door earlier. So it's been fun, and it's only been 15 minutes, so we have to see how that goes. So, Denise, thanks so much for being a good friend and calling in and filling in for me at the last minute here. This is a weekly broadcast that we do called Hot and Hunterdon, and I host it every week, and I try to bring awareness to community and poverty issues and talk about some of the incredibly innovative things that go on and some of the concerns we have in Hunterdon County and throughout New Jersey. And I thought you'd be a great guest today because, one, you never say no.
No, I don't.
And, two, you're new to the work that you're doing in public housing, and I thought maybe you could tell our listeners a little bit about who you are and your title and what you do.
Okay. Well, thank you, Georgine, for including me and asking me this morning. I won't lie, I was a little nervous, but we'll make it through. So my title is the Ross Support Coordinator, and what that means is it's for resident opportunity and self-sufficiency. I work strictly with the residents of the Phillipsburg Housing Authority, both in the families as well as the seniors and the disabled. And my job is to try and help create a better quality of life for the seniors, and also to try and create self-sufficiency and education for our families to try and get them back on their feet. I have been meeting with our families on an individual basis, one-on-one, finding out a little bit about them so that way there I can refer them to different services that they may not be aware of, whether it's countywide or through Norwest CAP or other social service agencies as well.
Okay. Now, Denise, a lot of people understand in Hunterdon County and in New Jersey, Warren County, that the high cost of living is really a barrier for a lot of people. And I know we're coming up on the point in time survey, and that is a survey that HUD sanctions to have social service agencies go out and basically count the number of homeless families in one day. And I have to say, it's really flawed. It does not work. And it's hard to really be able to educate people that don't work in social service every day on the barriers that there are to safe housing. So when we're talking about public housing, we're talking about giving people the affordability of a safe environment, of a home where you can go to every day that has some wraparound services. The Ross program is exceptional because it brings the services right to the individuals where they're living, knowing that they may be traveling, you know, with public transportation, if there's any available, going to different jobs, doing shift work, or unfortunately just not being accessible during the day because of their jobs. So knowing what resources are out there is so important to leverage them and to be able to concentrate on the things that we know will help people be successful to one day not even needing public housing.
Exactly.
And when we're talking about the cost of housing and public housing, generally it's about 30% of your your total budget, is that right?
It is. It's about 30%. When our applicants come in, they fill out their pre-application and then their application, and once they've been accepted, they are given a choice. They're either allowed to do 30% of what their wages are or a flat rent. Most, obviously, of our residents do choose the 30% so that they get a reduced rent payment.
Okay. And in addition to individuals living in different scattered site housing, there's often with public housing authorities the ability for seniors and disabled to have cost-effective and safe housing.
Correct.
And there are several different buildings in Phillipsburg where seniors are able to take advantage of this affordable housing.
Mm-hmm.
And we know in a lot of communities there's really, really long waiting lists. So even when there is a public housing authority, there's often a waiting list that spans really years. So housing is something that's still one of our main issues as a community for people to be able to have affordable and safe housing and to thrive. Now, you did something really fun with the police department, and you've been doing something fun on Friday or Saturday nights for the last mm-hmm. few months. Maybe you could talk about that a little bit.
Sure. So part of what we want to do is, again, to create a quality of life. Just because people live in public housing, you know, they should still have access to some fun activities that are really no cost to them. So working with the police department of Phillipsburg and getting the space donated by the Phillipsburg Housing Authority, Norwescap has partnered, and we do movie night once a month. And it's really been very, very successful. The children really look forward to coming. This past Friday, I had an adult come on her own. No, she doesn't have children or anything. She just wanted to come and see what it was about. And it's really a great opportunity for the children, for the families. It's free. It's fun. We have pizza, usually, or some sort of light refreshments. And they have a great time. So for 2 hours, it's just a really, really cool thing. So we have our movie night every third Friday of the month.
And that really helps when we're talking about building trust and relationships with the police department in our local communities, getting to know officers. And you also, on Saturdays, through Norwescap and the Housing Authority, we host reading and activity room. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
And all the time do the kids want to do the activity room during the movie night. So that is, the reading room is open. It's set up like it's a library of sorts, or a bookstore, if you will. We have different bookshelves, and they are broken down by age-wise and genre. There are some books across the top for the adults if they choose to. And then in the back, we have a bunch of games. And again, there's always a police officer on hand, and the kids get to play with the police officers. They sit on the floor, and the police officer plays Kerplunk with them or plays Monopoly with them. Or they get to take a book out and they work on their reading skills. But the great opportunity for these children is we are encouraging them to have a love of reading, and they get to take the books home with them. So we've been very, very fortunate. We've gotten donations of tons of books, and you know, we're trying to always cycle through them so that way there is something new, and obviously gather the interest from the residents. Every time a new resident comes in, I always tell them about the reading room and all the awesome opportunities that it is for them and their families to take advantage of.
And you know, I'm a very strong proponent of literacy and actually exposing children to all of the things they can learn and escape from through books. And I was very, very happy on Saturday. We had gotten a whole bunch of classic books through one of our donations. So there was Wuthering Heights and Dracula, and there were several missing from the set. So I was really happy to know in my absence some of the classics were home. And the whole basis of the library is to help children build a library in their own home. Now, a lot of our families, they don't have the iPad, I guess it is, or the Sony mm-hmm. Reader, the Kindle. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Denise. I was, I could see it in my head. And some of the names change in the technology world so often. I'm like, is it still a Kindle? Did they change the name? They had Amazon Fire. I don't know. Right. But those things, those electronic reading devices, are often, it's less expensive to be able to purchase books. You can, the library has plenty of those books you can download. But if you don't have that device and you're left to just purchasing a book, and if there's no area bookstores, you have to go to the grocery store to get a book, you could be paying, you know, almost full price for a book, and it's that could crazy. Be $20. A hardcover book is $24, $25.
Yeah, and truthfully, Georgina, there's nothing like holding a book in your hand. There's something very different about that feel for a child to be able to open up the book and hear the spine crack and to turn the pages versus doing it on an electronic device.
I agree with you, Denise. It is a great experience, and it may be my favorite part when the police officers are playing dominoes, and the police officer spent an hour setting up the dominoes, and then I accidentally, wink, wink, knock the dominoes down. But we recognize we might have to lure the kids in to play games and then sort of trick them into taking a book home, but we'll do whatever it's necessary because we know education and reading and just the experience of a book, what you can learn from characters and the prose, it's really such a tool that we could give the children. So thanks for keeping that reading room well stocked for me. We do have to do a few commercials. They're going to be just random ones because I don't know where anything is on my digital board here. And I was hoping, Denise, you could stay with us a little while longer, if that's okay.
Sure thing.
Okay, great. Stay with us. We're going to do a commercial or two, and then I do have to do the news and pay the bills here. So stay with us here at Hot 100, and we're talking about working with individuals that are low income that may be in public housing authority that need some additional resources or have the opportunity to leverage their knowledge and their quest for learning with some of the services offered right on site in Public Housing Authority. And we have Denise Cook, who is kind enough to be with us today, and we'll be back with her after some commercials and the news.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their Chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the Chamber.
Hunter Chamber of Commerce, building business. One business at a time.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's time for Senate Democrats to stop playing political games with the core functions of government and to allow President Trump's unquestionably qualified and talented group of cabinet nominees to get to work on behalf of the American people.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer with his first official press conference since becoming White House spokesman. Spicer said Democrats have been lying to the American people about rushing the process of cabinet appointees by referring to the number of people President Obama had in place on day one.
In 2009, President Obama had seven of his nominees confirmed on day one and five more in the first week. As it stands today, we have two.
Former President George H.W. Bush is doing better. Doctors at Houston Methodist Hospital say Bush has been moved out of the ICU. Doctors said everything is proceeding nicely for the former president. His wife was discharged after being treated for bronchitis. USA Radio News.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man aged 45 non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage at $75 per month, level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man aged 50 non-tobacco user can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At Term Busters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Term Busters at 866-713-5330. That's 866-713-5330. Remember, 866-713-5330. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes for preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
It's time for Senate Democrats to stop playing political games with the core functions of government and to allow President Trump's unquestionably qualified and talented group of cabinet nominees to get to work on behalf of the American people.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer with his first official press conference since becoming White House spokesman. Spicer said Democrats have been lying to the American people about rushing the process of cabinet appointees by referring to the number of people President Obama had in place on day one.
In 2009, President Obama had seven of his nominees confirmed on day one and five more in the first week. As it stands today, we have two.
Former President George H.W. Bush is doing better. Doctors at Houston Methodist Hospital say Bush has been moved out of the ICU. Doctors said everything is proceeding nicely for the former president. His wife was discharged after being treated for bronchitis. USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS consumeraccess.org number 3030.
A horrific incident at a San Antonio mall yesterday. Chris Barnes with the story.
We had an unfortunate and senseless act of violence, a robbery gone bad.
That's the mayor of San Antonio after two men try to rob a Kay Jewelers store at a mall yesterday, and a man who steps up to try to stop them ends up shot and killed by one of the suspects. A second Good Samaritan with a license to carry then shoots one of the robbers.
He's been transported. He's critically injured and has been transported to the hospital. The other suspect escaped.
That second suspect, though, was arrested early today. I'm Chris Barnes.
New York Senator Chuck Schumer fighting for passengers after American Airlines announced it would start charging customers for using overhead bins. Schumer denounced the new fees as frivolous and said it's time to expand an airline passenger bill of rights. The proposed measure would force airlines to be more transparent about extra fees and undo policies, he says, nickel and dime travelers. USA Radio News.
If your pet needed thousands of dollars in vet care, could you afford it? PetSavingsUSA.com members are covered by discounted pet insurance with the first 2 months free. Plus, save up to 50% at every major retailer and receive hundreds of dollars worth of free gifts. To receive 2 months of free pet insurance and an instant $100 in savings, call 877-835-6060. That's 877-835-6060. Or go to PetSavingsUSA.com.
The NYPD focusing on a mother after her 5-year-old child turns up dead in their home. Here's the story from Sarah Lee Kessler.
Police say Michael Guzman was unconscious and unresponsive when his mother summoned them to the house on 109th Avenue Sunday afternoon. They think he might have been dead for some time based on his body temperature, but the medical examiner will determine that. Meanwhile, neighbors say they're stunned.
Wasn't no abusive foul play, nothing. You ain't seen, they wouldn't have no problems or nothing.
But police say there's a history of child abuse complaints at the home. Sarah Lee Kessler, New York.
Do people who make financial resolutions at the start of the year stick with them? Well, you might be surprised. Correspondent Chris Barnes has this.
A senior VP at Fidelity Investments, Ken Hevert, says when people make financial resolutions, they tend to keep them, and they work.
People who make financial resolutions will say that they are in a better position than if they had not made those resolutions. So it always surprises me that more people don't make a financial resolution.
Hevert says their studies show there's two reasons why those resolutions work.
People who make a resolution and who stick with it can actually see concrete results at the end of the year. The second reason is that when you start getting those results, that lends itself to being much more optimistic.
Fidelity's 8th annual New Year's financial resolution study finds most Americans are going into the new year optimistic about their finances. I'm Chris Barnes.
Get more news and analysis at usaradio.com.
And we're back at Hot and Hutter Noon with Denise Cook on the phone. Denise, thanks so much for staying with us and being with us on this Monday as we talk about some of the things that are needed to really help individuals that are living in public housing to be self-sufficient. And when we're talking about public housing units, there looks to be, in the most recent study I could find, looked like there were about 1.2 million public housing units. And of those, I thought the breakdown was pretty interesting. A lot of people think of public housing units as only in cities, but that's not the case at all. In fact, I have some statistics here that 60% of public housing units are in central cities, 21% are in rural and non-metropolitan areas, and about 19% are in the suburbs. I think a lot of people remember around... Oh, let's see, how long ago would it be now? It's probably about 20, 25 years ago. A lot of the high-rise public housing units were demolished, and you could see them along the major corridors like Route 80. All of a sudden, you'd start to see, and I wish I had the Wrecking Ball song right now. I'd play it. But that's what you would start to see. You'd start to see the Wrecking Ball up in the air and these really massive, tall units start to come down. Most of those units were built probably in the 70s, maybe a little bit earlier. And they really hadn't been maintained. And the new focus really came on more scattered site housing and housing that was really built after the war model housing. Mm-hmm. And, of course, in Phillipsburg, the housing was originally company. It was a company-owned town, Ingersoll Rand, and it was more a company. Employees had somewhere to live, and that happens across the country. And right now, there's a shift again, as there always is, working around the housing and urban development, trying to see what did we do right and what did we do wrong. You saw a shift to housing choice voucher programs where people could choose where they would live and their housing could be portable. And certainly the landmark case in New Jersey just last week regarding the lack of public housing wasn't created for decades, and now the court has stated that it needs to be created, this public housing, this affordable housing, really. That's what we're talking about, is affordable housing. If we're talking about public housing, portable housing, rental assistance, or housing choice vouchers, it's all the same, the ability for people to be able to afford housing.
Right.
And certainly, you're doing a lot to help residents who want to earn more money. Mm-hmm. And that's around employment. Maybe you could talk a little bit about that.
Sure. So as I said earlier, one of the things that I do is I offer different classes, different workshops with residents to help them to build their self-sufficiency, whether it's to get a different job, to go back to school, to save money, you know, whatever it may be. We have different workshops in the works right now. We have one coming up next week, healthy eating on a budget, so that we can try and get people to, you know, make smarter choices, especially with food stamps. And, you know, we offer these financial literacy classes so that we can create budgets with them so that they can get, save a little extra money while they're going back to school so that they can get that better job. You know, I was on the phone with one of the residents earlier today, and he, you know, made an appointment to see me so that we could go over what his plan is. The nice thing is that my position allows me to do one-on-one, very personal workshops with people to really find out what every individual's needs are and work closely with them, but at the same time do something collectively as a whole, because it seems to be a common theme with our residents.
And Denise, you were really excited about the supermarket idea because you felt that helping residents choose not only healthy food, learn how to cook it or be open to different ideas, but you also wanted to teach them how to save for something that they use every day.
Every day. I'm thrilled. I just was reading an article where it was talking about how food stamps, you know, one of the biggest things that they purchase is soda. And I heard that they're going to eliminate that being used for, you know, that soda is not going to be able to be purchased, which is a great idea. I really think that it needs to be that we have to teach our children from a very young age the healthy choices to make, so that we don't have an obese society, so that we don't have, you know, a very stagnant society of children that don't go outside and play any longer. They're sitting in front of a computer or in front of a gaming system or something like that. So creating this healthy budget, trying with the shopping, I think is a really great tool for the families to now be able to incorporate this with their own children.
And the ability to purchase things with coupons, everyone always laughs at me. I'm the coupon queen over here, but why overpay for anything? My money that I earn from work is blood, sweat, and tears.
Absolutely.
I'm not squandering that.
You work very hard for it, and you should be able to keep more of it.
Absolutely.
That's actually one of the courses that I'm going to be doing. I have a six session budget course that we're looking to develop. And one of them is looking around for the best deals. You know, just because we'll use cable as an example, just because, you know, the cable company is the only one, well, maybe you could find a cheaper, you know, different way of getting your TVs, your TV programs. And there are so many opportunities and avenues for especially families that are in low-income housing to be able to afford the same thing just in a different avenue.
And we could look at that example also for all of us for phones. Doesn't matter what your income is. You don't want to overpay for what you need, and shopping around and being the educated consumer is definitely the way to go. Denise, I want to make one point right now. These classes, while they're at usually the Housing Authority or Norwest Cap, they're open to anyone, are they not?
Yes, they are.
So perhaps when you get the class curriculum together, we can post that on our Facebook page. So if anyone wants to come to a class, these classes are convenient for people that are living in public housing. But, of course, anyone is open to come to that. And, of course, when Denise was talking about food stamps, some people may only recognize that with the new name now, which is the Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, or SNAP benefit. And as always, we try to, and we hope that people that are living in low-income housing have greater access to resources and the ability to have these resources to help them obtain their goals. And you know, we certainly support them in what they do. And I just want to give a little bit of a picture statistically of some of our residents here. So we know that 850,000 children live in public housing, and this is about 40% of public housing residents. And in fact, a lot of our residents are elderly or disabled, with about 30% of all public housing households that are either seniors or disabled. So there are individuals that are aging out in place, and we're trying to wrap around services so they can stay in affordable housing in the communities where they worked and where they lived. And we certainly are happy to have Denise on hand to be able to add even more resources to be leveraged so people can really find their path and their way to what's going to help them and their family be successful. I do have to do a few commercials and pay the bills here. Denise, if you want to just hold on for one moment.
Sure.
Great.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
And I had promised Denise about a half hour. So, Denise, we've used up your time. You're welcome to stay with us till 5 if you want, or if you need to go, we'll just give you a moment or two to say goodbye here.
No, it's totally up to you, Georgine.
Yeah, you want to stay with us?
Sure.
Okay, great. So I know a lot of things people always ask me about, Denise, is how they can go about finding where there are public housing agencies and how they can fill out an application or get their name on an application. I know that some municipalities have closed waiting lists, but perhaps you could talk about the Phillipsburg Housing Authority. Can you fill out an application at any time?
So currently the Phillipsburg Housing Authority has the 1 and 2 bedroom options in our family units closed to outside of Phillipsburg area. So if you're a family that is, say, from the Lopat area or Alpha, and your children would be going to the Phillipsburg High School, then you are absolutely able to fill out an application. If, however, you're from Washington or Belvedere and your children would not be going to Phillipsburg, then it is closed at the moment. Unless you're 55 or receiving Social Security, in which case, then, obviously, you can, come in and fill out an application.
That's great information. Thanks, Denise. People are always asking, and a lot of times the newspaper will do a report when a municipality opens their list, and people are online for hours and hours and hours, and people don't always understand the nuances of housing and affordable housing and how it actually works. So appreciate you giving that information. And the residents of the Phillipsburg Housing Authority, I mean, they have beautiful housing.
They really do.
It's absolutely beautiful.
I mean, some of them are four bedrooms. We have up to four bedrooms in our family unit. I mean, they're beautiful. Lots of closet space and everything. So.
Well, I'm going to tell you a funny story. When I came to work in Phillipsburg, I was doing holiday deliveries at the Housing Authority, and people said, it's at the Housing Authority. And I drove around, and I just saw this beautiful housing, and I kept thinking, like, I was going to get back, and there'd be another road or an entrance or something to see, you know, high-rise buildings or something with sun, but it looks just like a beautiful neighborhood with better service because they do their own snow shovel. Well, I guess they do some of their own snow removal there. The streets are always the best in that corner of the world over there in Phillipsburg.
Yeah.
So
I tell all of our residents, just look at this. This is just like another garden apartment.
It really is. They really are lovely. And the senior housing down on South Main Street, they should be in an architectural magazine. That's how beautiful they are.
Absolutely, absolutely.
They really are. And so you're enjoying working with the residents and establishing different programs and putting your own spin on things?
I am. I really am. The awesome part is that I do get to work with people from all ages and all walks of life, because I had children running up to me Friday night giving me a big hug, calling me buddy. And Friday afternoon, when I went to one of our senior high-rises with our medical van personnel so that we could do a little talk about some of the services that we could bring to them, I walked into the building and they all screamed, yelling, "Yay, Denise is here!" So it's a lot of fun. I get to meet people all different ages and connect with all of them. So,
and it really is nice for seniors that maybe were living alone and now they're living in a building. It's affordable, first of all. You know what your expenses are every month, which really helps with the rising cost of food and other things. But you're around people that, you know.
Yeah.
You're a shared community.
Yeah. The one thing that I've noticed is that a lot of times the people, because they, you know, we're used to living in their own homes or something, and now they're in public housing, the seniors, for example, because maybe a spouse has passed away or for whatever reason, that they tended to go right into their apartment. And they didn't know their neighbors so much. So after pulling some reports when I first started, I came to find out that we had about 13 residents that were in their 90s. And I had gone to the executive director and asked him if they did anything to recognize these residents. And he didn't even realize. So what we've done is we've created the 90s Club. And the 90s Club is a birthday party. So every month, or whenever it is, when we have a birthday celebration, we have one actually coming up on the 3rd. She's going to be 99 years old. I send out an invitation to the entire high-rise that she lives in, he or she lives in, and I invite everybody down for a birthday celebration. And they love it. They absolutely love it. The last one we just did, she had her son and daughter-in-law and grandson there, and they were so thankful and appreciative. And I had one resident tell me that she had never had her own birthday party.
That's a wonderful story.
Because she celebrated with her daughter. Her daughter's birthday was the day after hers, and she just turned 96. So she said, "I never had my own birthday, my own birthday party." So it's a great opportunity for these residents to get to know one another, because they'll open up the card and they'll read the card and they'll ask, "Okay, who's Helen?" And Helen will stand up. "Oh, I recognize you. I see you in the laundry area." So it's really a really awesome opportunity for them to truly get to know who their neighbors are.
Well, you're doing great work. And nonagenarian, I believe, is the term for individuals that are between 90 and 99. So hopefully that will continue, and maybe you'll have some super centenarians on there, which is 110 years old or older. That's, I think, the highest term for the decade-old person that we can use here. But again, Denise, we're just wrapping up now, and I wanted to thank you so much for sharing your afternoon with us here at Hot 100, and I hope you'll come into the new studio and sit with us. We have a beautiful fireplace and some lovely chairs, and I'll try not to roll myself out of here before the broadcast is over. But thanks so much for sharing the day, and safe travels home in this terrible weather.
Okay, thank you, Georgie.
Thank you, Denise.
All right,
bye-bye. And that was Denise Cook with us here today, who is a resident coordinator at the Phillipsburg Housing Authority and an employee of NorwestCap. Thanks again, Denise, for checking in with us. So we're wrapping up, just a few minutes left in our broadcast today, and it seems that there were quite a few sad losses in the last few days. So I want to play a special song for all of those who are going through a little bit of a loss today. And we'll be back on the air next week. And remember, if you want to check out the open house at the school for Catholic School Weeks at Immaculate Conception for preschool to eighth grade. You can do that between 10 and 12 on Sunday. And then we will have a guest here to talk about that and to go over what Catholic School Week is. So I hope you're with us next week. Thanks for managing through our first broadcast. It was a little rocky in the beginning, but hopefully we will get better next week. Have a wonderful week.
Don't take me to the tower and take my child away. Was I who was the hourglass in the sands of time, like shattering glass, went past me like a tunnel to the sea. And I who went to sleep as two, woke up as one, now only you remain. You close your eyes to travel back to the time when the light went fading fast, and the words you'll never forget, oh no. As you slipped away, goodbye, baby. I hope your heart's not broken. Don't forget me. Yes, I was outspoken. You were with me all the time. I'll be with you. And I who went to sleep in tears, woke up in tears for all of the years. And I who never said goodbye, as I slipped away, goodbye, baby. Hope your heart's not broken, don't forget me. Yes, I was outspoken. You were with me all the time. I'll be with you one day.
With Jason Wirt.
It's time for Senate Democrats to stop playing political games with the core functions of government and to allow President Trump's unquestionably qualified and talented group of cabinet nominees to get to work on behalf of the American people.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer with his first official press conference since becoming White House spokesman. Spicer said Democrats have been lying to the American people about rushing the process of cabinet appointees by referring to the number of people President Obama had in place on day one.
In 2009, President Obama had seven of his nominees confirmed on day one and five more in the first week. As it stands today, we have two.
Former President George H.W. Bush is doing better. Doctors at Houston Methodist Hospital say Bush has been moved out of the ICU. Doctor said everything is proceeding nicely for the former president. His wife was discharged after being treated for bronchitis. USA Radio News.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Bring your camera into every room. We took as many pictures as we wanted.